Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So today I want to talk about what I consider to be limiting beliefs in internet marketing. Now, there's so many different programs and theories and get-rich-quick schemes out there. Man, if you just do Facebook ads, you're going to get rich. If you follow this scheme, you do this thing, you're all of a sudden going to make some money. And, you know, a lot of times it does work if you have a solid system by somebody who's been running it for a while and they understand how to integrate a lot of the things I'm going to talk about today. But the first thing I want to talk about is something I hear all the time. Email marketing is dead. That's a limiting belief. Think about this. How much email do you get every single day? How much time do you spend answering those emails? It's one of those limiting beliefs, especially with millennials or younger people, because they're so used to texting. And they think that, you know, Twitter and Instagram and tweets and texts and all this other stuff, Snapchat, is taking over the world. But in reality, the majority of business is done one of two ways. It's either face-to-face or via email. The reason is because email is something that you can categorize, that you can organize, that you can enhance, you can add video, links, all this other stuff to it, and it's semi-unlimited. So I want to kind of break down that barrier. Don't think that email is dead. Email is less prevalent because there's so much spam out there, and that's one of the annoyances, but the bottom line is people are using email as much, if not more, than they ever have. The question becomes how you use that email and how is it enhancing what you're doing in your business. So, you know, if we look at the standard email broadcasts that go out, it's like, okay, here's my email newsletter. Well, newsletters may be dead, okay? What's not dead is one-on-one communications. You sending something to somebody and saying, hey, I have something for you. Can I get a response? And the nice thing about it, that thread of email keeps growing and growing and growing and gives you something to latch onto. I have over 150 folders on my computer, which I can categorize each one of the messages. Some are purchases, some are clients, some are past clients. Some are current projects that I'm working on that have nothing to do with clients, like volunteerism. But the bottom line, it's really easy to categorize and build upon the messages that you've already sent. So trust me, email is not dead. And we're going to touch on that again a little later. The second limiting belief I want you to think about is I only want to be on social media as my business. Okay, that's fine. Create a business page, post all your stuff there, and watch what happens. I have a couple of accounts that have thousands of people in there. I can post something to those accounts, and guess what I end up with? Maybe 5 or 6 people actually seeing it. People go on social media to engage with people, not so much brands, unless you're a huge brand like Coca-Cola or Harley-Davidson or something that's outside the box. But as small to medium-sized business owners, people do business with people. Think about this. Where you get the most engagement on social media is when you post as yourself, talking about everyday things. That's why there's so many groups out there that people create. They create groups because people will interact with other people inside of groups. So, and the same thing goes for LinkedIn. You don't have a real presence as a brand other than all of these people work at my company and you can see that on the company page. There's no way to interact on LinkedIn that way. You can have as many Twitter accounts as you want, but frankly, people are interacting with you because you are who you are. So don't let that limiting belief of I'm going to be just my brand and I'm just going to be my business online. You need to be a person and interact with people as a person. The more you do that, the more they get to know, like, and trust you, the better chance you have to engage. That's one of the reasons why I do a quote of the day in the morning and a caption contest at night on my personal Facebook profile. It's because people engage with that. They comment, they like, they share. The more that people do that, the higher up the rankings in the algorithm I get found, meaning more people will see what I post. But if I just post on my business page, I get limited amount of engagement. And that limited amount of engagement can be enhanced when I share my business page stuff to my personal profile. But the only other way without doing that is to get ads and pay for advertising. And that's the only other way you're going to get more people seeing what you're doing on your business profile. It's becoming less and less effective to promote on a business page or a brand page, but it's becoming much, much more important to engage as a person on social media. Limiting belief number three, money is in the list. And what I'm talking about is your email list. Yeah, there's money in that list, but more importantly, it's in the systems that you use once you create that list. Now, I've got a whole bunch of different lists. I use AWeber. If you want to learn more about AWeber, go to brianloves.info/AWeber, and you can get a free trial and try it out. But the nice thing about AWeber is allows me to add different people to different lists, and then you can combine them later. But in each one of those lists, I can send out a series of follow-up emails, or I can send out broadcast messages specific to what they want or what they need. I was able this weekend, by selling books on Amazon, to get people to join my list by offering bonuses. So what I did is, if they bought the book, they came back, filled out an email form. Now I have the opportunity to communicate with people that purchased on Amazon, because Amazon won't give you that info. So now I could say, okay, here's another bonus. Here's something that you can engage with. But let me take this one step further. The money is in the list, especially if your list has made you money. So what I mean by that is, are you engaging in follow-up? Are you adding people that have already purchased from you and communicating with them on a regular basis and giving them a reason to want to maybe come back and spend again? This is one of the places where a lot of people leave money on the table. They don't think about the fact that somebody's already done business with me. They're going to be more likely to do it again. Now, if all you're doing is selling, 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 chances are people will jump off your list. But if you're providing great information, you're doing content marketing, you're enhancing what they already purchased from you, then the chances of them purchasing again increase. So that's what you have to do, is take a look at your QuickBooks. Find the people that have purchased from you. Maybe you have a membership site. Whatever it is, bring those people into the fold in your email marketing and communicate with them on a regular basis without shoving sales down their throat. Enhance what they've purchased. Help them to better utilize it. Offer tips. Give them suggestions. Create videos. Whatever you can do to enhance their engagement with you, the better chance you have they're going to come back and buy again. So these limiting beliefs are incredibly important because it stops people from doing things. If you're thinking that email marketing is dead, you won't email market and then add your people that have already purchased from you to lists and communicate with them. If you think that the only thing that you can do is engage in social media as your brand, you'll try it a while, and guess what? People won't engage with you because the algorithms just don't let it happen. So my suggestion for you is, think about it, try some of these ideas, and see how it works. Continue with the ones that are working great for you, and maybe continue to learn how to do some other things. But try. There's so many other limiting beliefs, I don't have time to dive into them all, but these three are some core things that I see a lot of people struggling with. So make sure you're trying email, make sure you're working in social media as yourself, and give yourself an opportunity to communicate with those who want you to communicate with them.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.